What is this page about? It is about education. It is about real education. Not the fairy tales you were taught in school. Not claims that American society is wonderful and nice. Not claims that if you go along with the plutocracy, you're going to have a nice little life, and so on. It is an education about religion. It is an expose of the delusions of Christianity. There is no nice little life out there for you by going along with the current system. The current system is headed for a total and complete catastrophe. It's really not that hard to figure out. We've been studying these global trends for years, and it's not that hard to figure out. It's not that hard to figure out that the global environmental trends lead to disaster, and that the political and financial elites and religious elites are doing very little to stop it. It's important to differentiate between fake reform, designed to prop up a rotting and corrupt political order, and real reform. What we have is fake reform, greenwashing, rubbish. That's not going to work. What is going to work is that nature will intervene and correct what people have done wrong. Nature's been around for billions of years. People have been around for about 50,000. Who do you think's going to win that conflict? That's not hard to figure out either. Nature is going to strike back. Nature is the winning end of history. Nature is the inevitable end of history. It's the inevitable beginning. It's the beginning and the end, the alpha and omega. Now you got to decide which side you want to be on. Do you want to be clinging to a rotting and dying world order? Do you want to be clinging to a malevolent world order that's murdered half the life on this planet since the 1950s? Is that what you want to cling to? And how's your life going to work out clinging to that? You see, the future they've promised you is never going to happen. It's never going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's just not real. That's not real. What is real is being part of the emerging primeval revolution. All around the world, people are waking up to the fact that this system is headed for total disaster. So what to do? Two words, fight back. Now, does that mean you should become violent and do something drastic? We are opposed to violence in the near term. It would be very counterproductive. The current state, though we think in the long run this will be, or maybe not the long run, maybe even the next couple of years, this will become violent, and violence will be inevitable on all sides. That's where things are headed. But right now, violence would be disastrously counterproductive. Right now is a struggle for the mind. The great philosopher of war, Sun Tzu, said, "War is the battle for the mind. If you control the enemy's mind, you won the war." So that's an important point to keep in mind. So we communicate ideas. We communicate ideas about respect for nature. We communicate ideas about a view of the natural world. We communicate ideas about a natural view of sexuality as opposed to the perverted view of Christianity that is the status quo. These are realities, and these are the inevitable future of what's coming. Christianity as a dominant world religion is only 200 years old. Beyond that, it was a complete disaster as a religion which wrecked the Roman Empire and unleashed a reign of terror the likes of which the world has never seen. So that's not a traditional value. The emergence of pre-Christian religions, primeval values, is a difficult world to get into because so much of the official record was destroyed by the Christians. First when they took over the West, second in their rampant campaign of imperialism around the world. So it's an element of the subconscious, it's an element of music and art, but it's coming. It's like the wind. You may not be able to see it, but you can feel it. And people are to participate in the restoration of the natural world. Now, when this happens, there's going to be a very large number of casualties because when this system crashes, billions of people are going to be killed off. So, again, you need to keep that in your head as to where things are going. So, we have produced guides for prophets, guides for artists. A key priority of ours is to inspire artists. But we don't have all the answers. We have the basic ideas, and our goal is to inspire and empower people around the world. inspire them with our articles about ideology, empower them by showing them how they can use technology to distribute their ideas around the world. There's absolutely no question that there's a primeval revolution growing here. There's absolutely no question that we are on the winning end of history. So read through this stuff, be enlightened, and think about whose side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the winning side, or are you going to be buried in the ruins on the losing side? It's a question of what's safe and unsafe. They say, well, to go along with the plutocracies is financially safe. No, it's not. This whole economy is a giant pyramid of debt. Just look at it. The central banks of the world are printing money right and left. You think that's going to have a happy ending? The economic crisis of 2008 is part of a larger crisis that's coming in the future. It's not just a little hiccup in a good system. No, it's not. And this is not a good system. This is not a good system, particularly in America, where the upper classes deny the lower classes health insurance and other acts of lunacy. Now think that one through. Think, first place, how evil that is. Second, how stupid that is. Because if you do not have national health insurance, you leave yourself open to an epidemic. But that's what these people are. These people are not nice people at the top. They're sick. And that's why there's going to be a lot of violence and turmoil. As we mentioned, we would like to believe the system could reform itself. We do support such efforts. But we're not holding our breath waiting for that to happen. No, that would be suicide. It would be suicide. We are preparing for the real future, the violent future to come, and the restoration of real traditional values, a world in harmony with nature. This is what we believe. These are our goals. Read what we have to say here.